You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Looking forward to this new builder in town. Looking forward to learning more.
It's always exciting to have something new going on in the real estate industry, especially as it relates to new homes. I'm super excited about this conversation.
Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Steve Atchison. He's the Atlanta Division President of Eastwood Homes. Steve, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. Now, you got a new company here you're trying to launch in town, so appreciate you stopping by and giving us some time. Before we get into Eastwood Homes, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Well, I'm fairly new to the Atlanta market. I've been here for the last 2 years, but I come from a long experience in the home building industry, moving into my 25th year. I've been really kind of traveled the country with some of the larger national builders. Spent time in Vegas and in Arizona and Texas and Illinois and Michigan. Eventually found my way here to Atlanta and just really happy to overall be here.
Good.
Well, we're glad you're here. And it is exciting to welcome a new builder to Atlanta. So tell us a little bit about Eastwood Homes.
Yeah. So Eastwood Homes is a privately held company, unlike a lot of my past experience with some of the larger national companies that are publicly held. But Eastwood Home has been in the business for about 41, 42 years now. It was started off by the original founder, Joe Stewart. Joe lived in North Carolina and started up the business as a teacher. Had basically a neighbor come by and said, Joe, hey, what do you think about building some homes? He says, well, I know how to work hard. If you can tell me what to do, he goes, I'll give it a try.
Wow.
And so 41 years ago, that's where it all started. And subsequent to that, Joe has a son, Clark Stewart, who's now taken over the business. And Clark is now our company president. And they continue to be based out of the Charlotte, North Carolina market and have now expanded with Atlanta being its newest 8th market.
Wow. Charlotte's a great market. So
cool. What prompted the decision to plant a flag here?
Well, Eastwood Homes has been really kind of looking at Atlanta for the last 10 years. So this wasn't something that was just decided overnight. You know, I think they've always viewed it as an opportunistic type of market. You look at Eastwood's geographic footprint today. They're located up in Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia. They're located in North Carolina. They're located in South Carolina. So it just kind of made natural sense to kind of write down the eastern coastline for its operations, with them being headquartered in Charlotte. Again, kind of an easy drive back and forth between the operations. And let's face it, Atlanta's a great market. Company looking to build and grow its size. Certainly, you got to consider being in one of the top markets in order to do that. And Atlanta certainly provides that to them.
Well, with all the builders that are already here, I guess the question, you know, I'm curious about is what niche does Eastwood see in Atlanta as the opportunity? And then I guess a twofold question, because we were talking about this a little bit pre-show, and then what makes Eastwood really different?
Yeah, so Eastwood sees this opportunity in the Atlanta market, not much different than the position it's really taken in its other markets. And that is Eastwood has always kind of catered towards that first-time buyer and has dabbled a little bit in that first move-up. So as we look at the Atlanta market and we're looking at the affordability of the Atlanta market, we know that's really kind of a growing concern almost for every home building market in the country today.
Right.
So we really just see it as a really good opportunity to introduce a new builder, a new product, a new business plan model, if you will, to the Atlanta market that we think will do really well in. You know, that first time buyer, somebody in the market today that is out there looking, they're having a real difficult time trying to find that new home. And we just think that we're going to be able to provide a good alternative option for that builder for that home buyer to really consider. One of the things that I think kind of makes Eastwood unique in a way, and something that we're going to be able to provide something a little bit different to that customer, is that we really try to focus on what the customer wants. And what the customer wants is some flexibility these days in choosing a home. Mm-hmm. A lot of the homes that customers may go out and shop today and consider buying, they're built by builders that do build a very good quality product, okay? But they don't offer a lot of options. They really kind of use their program and their ability to purchase at lower prices to eliminate certain options. And one of the things that Eastwood kind of does a little bit different is that we don't have annual goals or objectives to reduce options. We really want to be able to provide our buyers the opportunity to really kind of personalize their home. We're not a custom home builder by any means. We are a production home builder, and because of that, we can provide exceptional value, but we're really not out there trying to reduce the personalization of a home for our customers.
That's nice.
That is nice. I imagine if someone wanted to say a different type of a front door, you would be able to then cooperate with them, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one thing that we do. We offer different variety of front doors. We offer a variety of different garage doors. For example, if you want different patterns in your windows, we're going to offer in Atlanta, for example, 6 different patterns, if you will, of your window grids.
Wow, that's a lot.
If that's something that customers really want and they want to personalize their home and make it feel a little bit different than the home built next door to them, that's something we're going to be able to do for them.
Well, it's amazing, Carol, how different a home can look with just a different type of a door. And certainly a garage door can really change the look of a house. So that's exciting to hear.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right, well, let's dive into some of the communities. I guess I'd love to lead off with Cambridge and Flowery Branch.
Yeah, so Cambridge is a community that we've been under the process of developing for the past several months. We're really looking forward to it opening in the late second quarter of 2019, or possibly, if it's delayed, it would be very early third quarter of 2019. That community is 130 home sites in total, and it is going to offer different types of homes that will range in price from the high 200s to the low 300s.
Nice price point.
And it will be all two-car garage type of homes. Square footages will range from about 2,400 square feet all the way up to about 3,400 square feet.
That's a good size home.
It is. It's a nice variety and great price point. Mm-hmm. So how is that the same or different from Windsor Knoll and Dacula?
Our floor plan lineup in Dacula, Windsor Knoll, is going to be a little bit different. These home sites, the community's overall 50 home sites. These home sites are 100-foot wide lots by 150 feet deep. So a real large home site in comparison to Cambridge. Cambridge is a little bit different. Cambridge will be a little bit shallower and a little bit narrower. But as we look at the lineup, we'll be offering homes really from about the 2,600 square feet up to about that same 3,400 square feet. And our price points, while we'd love to be in the twos, more than likely we're going to be in the low threes to mid threes in Windsor Knoll.
Still a good price point.
Any other communities you want to give us some information on?
Absolutely. So we are also partnering with Coulter, the Coulter Group, and they've just recently announced a new large master plan that they're going to be launching up in the Houston market. And it's a 1,400-acre master plan community. It's going to be called Twin Lakes. And we've been selected as one of their builders, and we are under contract to purchase lots and build homes in Twin Lakes when they're ready for us.
Any idea roughly the timetable of that development?
We're hoping that we'll be able to start construction of our model home around late fourth quarter of 2019.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one's just getting started. And it's huge. I want to say it's 2,500 homes at build out. Does that sound right?
Sounds right. I can't remember off the top of my head, but 1,400 acres.
It's huge. Yeah. It's a huge development. So that's going to be fun to see. It's going to be its own little city, really.
Yeah.
No kidding. Absolutely. No kidding. You know, one of the things that's on buyers' minds these days is obviously energy efficiency. And do you do anything there to kind of tip your hat to those concerns?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that Eastwood Homes does for all of its homes it builds is it conducts an actual HERS rating. A lot of builders don't necessarily have a HERS rating on each individual home. What they'll do is a lot of builders will build a home and assume that that same type of home will be built identically over the next 7 to 10 homes, mm-hmm. and they'll test one home in that batch, and that will be the standard HERS rating for those homes. Eastwood Homes is going to actually test every single one of its homes, and there will be a certificate given to each of our homeowners. But some of the things that we do, we take a lot of pride in our energy efficiency. We will use a radiant barrier. A radiant barrier is something that does an underlayment on the underside of the roof that really kind of keeps that attic space, if you will, of the home really much cooler and stops the heat from penetrating through the roof. We obviously go through a rigorous process of sealing all of our ductwork to make sure that there's no leakage in that. And that's where all the HERS scoring that will be done on the home will test that installation process, if you will, of the way Eastwood's trade partners have installed the materials, have installed the insulation in the walls, have installed the ductwork, taped on, and sealed. We'll also do a barrier seal around the home to help avoid any sort of air penetration or leakage that may occur. But each of our homes will be blower door tested and duct blasted. And we're expecting our HERS ratings to come in below 70. That HERS rating, again, is kind of like a familiarity with vehicles on a miles per gallon type of rating. So how efficient is the home performing? The standards, as we look at HERS rating, if you were to look at the resale market, most of the HERS ratings are the average, they say, of the resale homes on the market today, scores about 130.
Wow.
Wow.
That's double.
Yeah. And so what they say, Will, is that a relative home compared to that was built in 2006 is the baseline, is what they're referring to as the relative home. And that home would score 100.
Mm-hmm.
And for every 1 point reduction in a HERS score rating is equivalent to a 1% efficiency rating. So a home that scores a 70 on their HERS scale is actually 30% more efficient than the same home built in 2006.
So that's significant.
It's a great argument to buy a new home.
Well, it certainly is that, and certainly an Eastwood home where you each home is tested. That's intriguing. I hope people understand the power of that and that you know your home, not the model you bought, but the home, your actual home has been thoroughly tested. That's great stuff.
Well, anything else you'd like to share with us? I mean, when do you think, will you do pre-sales? Are you waiting until you have specs out of the ground? Or how will all of that work?
Yeah, so we will definitely be building model homes in each of our communities that homeowners will have a chance to be able to tour. And because we are just getting started in the Atlanta market, it's hard to refer somebody up to our local market, our closest market, which would be Greenville, and send them up there to look at a floor plan. So we do intend to plan to build a few inventory homes. All of them will be different than the model to give our homeowners and prospects a chance to actually go tour some of the homes that we're looking to offer. We will certainly, one of the things too that Eastwood is going to eventually end up having in our market will be a design center.
Nice.
All of our customers, because again, we're really big into making sure that the customers have the opportunity to personalize their home. We will have a centralized design center for our customers to visit after they've executed the contract, go in and speak with a professional designer that will help them pick out their cabinets, their flooring, their countertops, and so on.
Their front door.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's certainly one of the things that is a little bit different in Eastwood and that will offer our prospects the opportunity to explore. But as we start out, though, because just three communities that we'll be opening, we're going to have those communities, we're going to have our design centers in those model homes just to start off with. But we hope that sometime probably in 2020, we'd certainly launch our new design center.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah. I look forward to that. All right. Well, Steve, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone need to contact you or learn more about Eastwood Homes, where do they go?
Yeah, sure. So we have a couple different locations that they can go check us out. We have our website at eastwoodhomes.com. And there's an S at the end of that on homes. Make sure all of our listeners hear that. And then we also have on social media, we're located on facebook.com/EastwoodAtlanta. So that's facebook.com/EastwoodAtlanta. We have an Instagram handle at Eastwood Homes. And we have a Twitter handle at Eastwood Homes as well. And for those that just like to do it the old-fashioned way, like to pick up the phone and talk to someone, you can reach us by phone at 866-551-7995.
Steve Atchison, the Atlanta Division President of Eastwood Homes. Steve, again, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.